Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Holiday. You guys sound so good.
Holiday.
This week's like a holiday.
Holiday.
That's a good intro.
That's what she sounds like. She legit.
If we have a holiday.
It would be so nice.
Holiday. Holiday. Best time
we
of
are pre-holiday.
We are pre-holiday eating.
Boom, intro done.
That boom rocked so softly. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Narrow Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds.
Ooh. Welcome.
Oh my God. What? Why?
I don't know.
That is the voice of the non-neuro, but all nerd, my beautiful significant other, Felice Lizay.
Hello.
What? You just made it weirder again. Just say normally hello. Just say
holiday.
Hi.
Holiday.
So, well, since she's talking holidays, because we are talking holidays.
Is that supposed to mean something?
No, not at all. I'm just saying, when you think holiday and we were singing like kind of Christmassy stuff, I completely bypassed Thanksgiving.
Is that a Christmassy song?
It is.
Or is it Madonna?
It's Madonna, but you think holiday.
Do you think about the holidays?
Do you think about
summertime? I think about summertime.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have never thought holiday, about summertime
she's
with
talking
holiday.
About, she's talking about summer vacation.
Is she?
Yeah.
I don't think she is.
She's not talking about Christmas.
If you look a holiday,
she's talking about losing her virginity during the holidays.
What did this turn into Pulp Fiction?
I don't know.
So I completely thought Chris. Oh, we're gonna talk about holiday stuff. Clearly, we're gonna talk about Christmas. No, why does Thanksgiving get the shit out of the stick?
This is true. You know, my dad always says, "Why aren't there more Thanksgiving songs?"
Yeah, well, there is. There's like one. Adam Sandler. Thanksgiving.
He thinks that the song from the Muppets Christmas Carol should be Bless Us All.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
Oh, fun fact. Yeah. We sing that every Thanksgiving because of Felice's father.
Yeah, he loves that song.
I don't sing it. I listen.
Yeah.
I listen attentively.
It's a good movie. You should shout out to the Muppets Christmas Carol. Also, the Muppets Halloween Haunted Mansion was awesome.
100%. Shout out to the Muppets Haunted Mansion. And a shout out in a horrible way to Haunted Mansion, the Eddie Murphy Disney.
We love Eddie Murphy, but that, I mean, I never saw it, but
yeah, there's a reason.
Joe
said
it was hot trash. But I really think, so why isn't there a Muppets Thanksgiving movie?
Yeah.
Well, because really, what are we going to talk about? Because the meaning of Thanksgiving is not good. Yeah. I try to ignore what the real meaning of Thanksgiving is.
Even like the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, where it's like, okay, what are you celebrating? Oh, the fact that we stole land, that we just, a new quote thing.
Wait.
We discovered land that people lived on.
We,
you live here.
I didn't steal no land. I just enjoy the food and the family time.
Exactly.
And
I think Thanksgiving has turned into what we make it, right? We're not talking about, you know, stealing land and discovering land that people actually live on. You know, it's turned into, at least for me, it's turned into like family, being thankful for the people that you're around and the things that you have. So it's nice. I like Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But with Thanksgiving, there can be lots of stress.
Yes.
Especially for someone with a brain injury, because it's overwhelming, right?
It's very overwhelming. There's lots of sounds. There's like, here's a thing. You guys, I've mentioned it before. I went to Coachella a couple of years after my brain injury, a little bit too soon, but I did it. And I was mentally prepared for everything. I was mentally prepared for the noise. I was mentally prepared for the lights and the motion. The one thing I was not mentally prepared for, and I didn't even think about it, was the scents. There was so many different scents in the air. There was food. There was stinky, dirty people. There was weed. I wasn't really complaining about the weed. Just saying, there was just a lot of different things. So that was one sensory thing that I wasn't really 100% ready for. So Thanksgiving is kind of the same because you're cooking. There's a lot of scents in the air. We make several different things. We do like this green bean thing, mashed potatoes. We do turkey. We do ham. Arroz con gandule, because we're Puerto Rican. Like, we do all of these different things. So there's going to be scents. There's going to be noise. There's going to be music playing. A bunch of people probably at your house. Hopefully. Well,
maybe this year, yeah.
Hopefully safe. Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
I think we're probably still going to maybe kick it just with us and my dad and just chilling at home. But, you know, I think that what makes it possible to make Thanksgiving less stressful is really organizing yourself. And that's what we've kind of done.
For sure. We have a rhythm. We now have a thing where Thanksgiving can be chaotic. It could be really, there's a lot of moving pieces. We have gotten it down to a science. Like, we're in the kitchen and it's like Golden State at their peak. We were just like feeding off of one another. You got this. I got this. You need this. We got that. I'm chopping this. You're cooking that. Like, it's like, we're like a well-oiled machine. So we got that unlocked, but all the other stuff, everybody out there, I really suggest that you game plan. I think it's really, really important to know. For me, I would really like to know how many people are going to be there. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be there? So, and it's not necessarily like I like to know who, because everybody has a different personality. You know, if it's me, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, I'm loud. I'm very boisterous. I have a lot of energy. So to another brain injury survivor, I might be too much, you know? So I'd like to know
too much to somebody who's not a brain injury.
Oh my God. You know, my friend Bryony, right?
Yeah.
She's never listened to a full episode of the podcast. And Bryony is one of my dearest friends. She's one of my stroke survivor friends in Yorkshire, in England. And she was like, yeah, you're too much energy. I was like, oh, I was hurt for a second, but I'm like, oh yeah, yeah.
How does she have a phone call with you then?
I know, right? Because I am this always. So know who's going to be there. I think that's a big help. If you're at someone's house, if you're at your house, it's a lot easier. You have your room or you have like a place you can go. If you're at someone's house, maybe, you know, Lauren and I mentioned this in one of the older episodes, talk to them ahead of time and just maybe say, hey, if it gets a little bit too overwhelming, can I maybe pop in a room for like 5-10 minutes?
Yeah.
You know?
And it's good to communicate with your family to let them know, hey, it's not that I'm upset or that I don't want to be around y'all. It's just I need some space because, I need to, you know, decompress.
Also, family, step up your game, guys. Like, seriously, there's only so many times as a brain injury survivor that you can say the same thing before it's just like, why am I wasting my breath? I'm telling you, yes, I get very overwhelmed. Yes, this is a little bit too much. Yes, I can't do this. And the response sometimes, this is what sucks. Normies, don't do this shit. Yeah, but you did it yesterday. Don't do that. It doesn't. Our brains don't work that way. We can do it 100 times in a row, and it's just that 101, that one extra time. It's like I can't do anything. You know, it doesn't make sense. Just because we've done it 100 times doesn't make sense that we can't do it now. But the reality is, sometimes we can't do it. It's just something that we don't know what happens. We don't understand it, so we can't explain it to you. Just understand the fact that we're going through some shit and we can't do these things.
Well, on the normie side, I will also add, though, sometimes it's not a purposeful, like, you know, it's not like you're forgetting on purpose to make you feel bad. I think sometimes it's just like, it's easy. It's just easy to forget like the different nuances of what can affect and overwhelm and tire out someone with a brain injury. So I know that sometimes I've made that mistake and I'm like, oh, and then, but immediately afterwards, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, like, so I think on this side too, like, make sure, you know, if you make a mistake like that, it's okay. Just but make sure to just try to apologize.
It's hard. I blame me sometimes too. And a lot of you guys. Yeah, that's right. I'm brain injury shaming. No, I'm not. We present really well. You know, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of emotion attached to the fact that we do present so well. It's a combination of a bunch of things. Shame, embarrassment. You don't want to, you know, show somebody how, what your deficits are, how impacted you really are. So you just kind of fake it. And that's okay to get you through certain things. But if you do it often enough, you just kind of paint yourself in a corner to where, well, now what do I do? Now I can't really fake it anymore. You know, I know my friend Angela, she was having trouble at work for years now. She's painted herself in a corner where she's just like, I can do it. And now she's like, I can't. But she's shown everybody that, oh, well, you can. And so she's like struggling to find that balance now. We've been kind of like, you know, trying to figure out how to like make it work on all sides to where it's like, yeah, I'm going to talk about my brain injury and kind of like show my, but these are the things, like basically putting up boundaries that she should have done years ago. It's kind of working backwards though, because she's been pretending for years. So brain injury guys, crew, cults out there, don't fake it.
Cult.
Yeah, it's brain injury cults. You know, this is, we're all gonna have robes.
I don't think that's a thing, Joe.
It's gonna be so much fun.
I don't think that's a thing. I don't think it's gonna be a thing. It's just something that you
No. It's definitely not gonna be a thing. It's 100% gonna be a thing.
Geez.
So it's as much as you can, just be honest. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. It's really not, but it's the most essential thing that I think we can do. You know, there's no shame in having a brain injury. You know, like you forget things. I know I say this and
it's not your fault. Like
I feel a ton of shame. I feel a ton of embarrassment. I hate it. So I'm working through this as well, but I'm trying to be a little bit more, you know, forthcoming and share. And I hope everybody, and my new favorite word, I implore all of you guys to do the exact same thing. Like seriously, like I really think that we should just be a little bit open and honest. So with your friends and family, significant other, whoever it is, say ahead of time, hey, I'm getting to that point. I might need to take a break. Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started.
I'm just laughing at you using the word implore.
Oh, I love that word. It's like that's like a very high caliber word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a $5 word.
It is. That's a $5 word in this $3 world. Boom.
Wow. but I think that also on the side of hosting for the holidays, like in Thanksgiving, I mean, it's difficult. It can be stressful for someone without a brain injury to remember and organize the food and the shopping for the food, especially for like Thanksgiving and stuff. So I think that on both sides, I mean, brain injured and not brain injured, like plan your meal, like plan everything out ahead of time. Don't pull, oh man, this is a bad example now. My dad would always use that example back in the day. Oh, it's like that Cosby episode. We don't really want to talk about Cosby right now. But anyway, but don't pull that sitcom.
I like that.
I guess in the old days, it would be the dad who would end up doing it, but it could be the dad or the mom going to the store on Thanksgiving to go get last minute stuff.
Right. Oh, I got to go get the garlic.
What we don't even do like one trip. It's just like a gradual through November preparing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We have a master list.
Yeah.
And what we start with first is just the things we remember off the top of our head. like today, Joe went to the store for some stuff and he was like, no, I'm going to grab, you know, some potatoes. I'm going to grab, you know, this. I'm going to grab that. The things that aren't going to go bad in the next few weeks. And, you know, we just slowly start stacking up. And then when, as we get closer about 2 weeks before, then we start getting more serious about it and getting more intentional. And then by the time it's a week before, we're just getting last minute things. And especially like this year, apparently there's going to be like a turkey shortage.
Yeah.
Not to panic, sure. Everybody. Don't panic. Don't panic about the turkeys. It's okay.
Right. Go out right now, buy turkey and toilet paper.
No. Don't do that. Or maybe get the turkey, actually. But I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, like it's good to just have a list and know. For us, we just kind of like, you know.
We're in a rhythm.
Like we just do the same thing. Sometimes we add a little extra different jazzy plate, but we really just keep it to what we know.
We have the list, and the thing that we shop for like the last second would be like the fresh things.
Yeah.
Right? Certain fresh veggies and herbs.
Always rocks. Our turkey, by the way, pro tip, get a thermometer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Thermometer is the best way to go for any kind of meat, really. But turkey is essential.
Yeah.
Our turkey comes out juicy.
I'll say this about how we throw down on Thanksgiving. We make that turkey our bitch.
We make it our biatch.
Oof. It's so good.
We go hoard.
We go hoard. We go hoard in there.
Wait, that's in where? The turkey?
No, that just sounds what? Why you gotta make it dirty?
I don't know. You
that's
gotta so weird. I mean, you gotta massage the turkey.
That's so weird.
I wasn't trying to be dirty. You turned it into something terrible.
So here's what's really cool. Like, and you have to cook it breast down.
Yes.
On the thing. So why do you do that?
Oh, you got to brine it.
You have to brine it. 24 brine. Hours, right? Mm-hmm. 24 hours?
It's like 18 hours, I think.
Okay.
Don't quote me on this, y'all. I think it's 18 hours.
Yeah. Like and don't forget to, and I know this sounds gross. Also, there might be some veggies out there. Sorry, guys. But this is a reality of dealing with meat. So you have to like lift up the skin. And then, like,
I'm sorry, vegetarian.
You got to put like spices underneath.
Vegetarian,
the skin.
Vegetarian warning. This might be triggering.
right. Run. But so we have the shopping list. Knock that out because it could be very, very overwhelming. Even now, kind of the world's opening up again. Like much more. There's a lot of people out there. Yeah. There's just a lot of people, so it's overwhelming. So like I've been trying to get the things that I know aren't gonna spoil and just knock slowly but surely checking off the list, canned goods, all that stuff. And then like the day before or like a few days before, you know, like the herbs, right? Mm-hmm. You get the, I don't know, whatever fresh herbs. Oh, we need for the brain injury. The Puerto Rican roux.
Oh, you mean the sofrito?
Sofrito. We need to make like a fresh sofrito with peppers and onions and tomato sauce. Ooh. I'm hungry. Can we just make that?
I know. I'm getting hungry.
Man. Oh, speaking. I don't know why I said speaking. It has nothing to do. In my head, it's like a whole thing. But I am going to meet a stroke survivor on Monday in person. I'm going to meet a friend of the show, Tymeek.
Nobody knows what day it is.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So very soon, I'm going to meet a pillar in the community, Tymeek Hawkins, you know, a very good friend of mine, which I'm really excited about. And I was thinking maybe because he's going to be spending like the day, maybe we'll make some Puerto Rican food. We'll practice some arroz con gandule.
No.
No?
Puerto Rican food season starts on Thanksgiving.
Okay. So screw that. Sorry, Tymeek. You're not going to enjoy this delicious food.
You don't get it. But Tymeek will be on the show, which is going to be exciting.
That is. And then at some point, he'll see the pictures of the food and be like, damn, I wish I had that. It looks good.
I'll be like, no Puerto Rican for you. Wait, no, that didn't work.
No, at all.
No sofrito for you.
That's better. Much better.
Anybody who watches Seinfeld, shout out.
We have only been watching Seinfeld.
Sofrito Nazi.
Oh, wow. No? That just went somewhere.
I mean, that's what they call him, a soup Nazi. I'm not doing Nazi jokes for no reason. It's Seinfeld.
You're not making it better.
It's Seinfeld. I didn't make it up. It's Seinfeld.
I mean, who are these people? So look,
haven't noticed?
It's a
sorry.
Look, any holiday is overwhelming. I don't think there's any holiday. It's like, you know what? This is the most chill holiday. Even 420, which is probably the most chill holiday ever, is a little overwhelming.
I mean, you got to go get things.
Yeah. You know, even if you have like weed delivery service and deliver to your door, it's still uncomfortable. You know, you gotta have the conversation with like the person dropping off weed at your house. It's just weird. Just game plan. That's the best advice I think anybody can do in anything that we do. Game plan ahead of time, you know? And if you don't have to go anywhere, don't go anywhere. Do stuff at home.
Yeah.
You know, like it's plan it out. And
And
only invite the people that you want to invite.
Yeah.
Oh, but we have to invite everybody. No, you don't.
I mean, to be honest, I feel like this year, this holiday season, you still have a pass of like, you know, you're reacclimating into this whole big social scene again. Some people still had social scenes last year. So
most people, sadly.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all about just doing what you feel comfortable with right now. Cause I mean, on all fronts,
I had a whole conversation. Like I have many on, my clubhouse, sport rooms, and just about people who drain your energy. You know, as a brain injury survivor, we only have a certain amount of mental bandwidth. Why do we want to waste that on people that like don't deserve it? You can only say to someone so many times that, hey, when you do this, this makes me feel a certain way. And if they keep on doing that, that's clearly just not your person. And a lot of the issues come from that I'm finding are family, you know, family that just don't understand it. The thing is, they know the old version of you. They don't know this new version of you. You know, you've evolved. So they don't understand how to speak to a butterfly. They're still trying to talk to you like you're a caterpillar. So you got to let these caterpillars go crawling dirt. Let them be. You know, when they're ready to evolve, invite them over for Thanksgiving dinner. Until then, let them go crawl around in dirt and figure it out on their own. Let them go order something from Marie Callender's.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Marie Callender's?
I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. Normally, like on Thanksgiving, it's like open. I don't know if it will be, but like, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Wow. I didn't even know Marie Callender's is still around.
It might not be.
I mean, maybe it is.
I don't know. So, well, basically, it's a beautiful holiday. It's a holiday to be thankful. Be thankful for your people, you know, be thankful for the fact that as a brain injury survivor, you're here. Like you made it. Be thankful for that. Now, you don't want to be surrounded by people that make you feel bad about yourself. You don't want to be surrounded by people who like really, you know, you're not enjoying, like you're uncomfortable around. You want to be around your people.
I like to look at it as not so much that they don't deserve your time, but you just don't align. If you don't align with people and you're not vibing with them, it's cool.
Yeah, they don't deserve your time.
Oh my gosh.
Look, I say it like this. They haven't earned your time. This goes for not just Thanksgiving, but we have Christmas coming up too, you know, and that is a chaotic holiday for like a lot of people, which leads into New Year's, which is another beautiful thing. I love New Year's. It's, you know, it's starting anew. It's starting fresh, but all the same rules apply. You know, surround yourself with people who make you feel good about yourself, who, you know,
who
understand you. Or you know what? Look, they don't have to understand you. Because to be honest, we've mentioned this a million times. Unless you've had a brain injury, you can't possibly understand what we go through. It's the people that truly try to.
And empathize.
Yeah. The people that really, really want to understand what you're going through and that respect the fact that like, wow, that really sucks. I don't have any idea what that's like. And I don't think I will ever know what that's like, but I really feel that you are. Wow. Just that. Wow. You have to deal with it, man. That seems rough. You know, surround yourself with those people,
they're
not the people,
you know,
not the people that are like, aren't you better yet? God, it's been years. What's going on?
I don't even understand.
That. Oh my God. I even had the, a mother, you know, when am I going to get my daughter back?
Oh.
And I was like, God damn, that's hard. That's like a very hard thing to take in. Sadly, if that's going to be the reaction on that side, you kind of have to distance yourself a little bit. You know, this is where it comes down to like surrounding yourself with like your people, you know, and be thankful for your people. It's a beautiful Thanksgiving is a beautiful holiday. Let's be thankful for the fact that we're here.
It's a beautiful holiday because we make it a beautiful holiday. Yeah.
It's
not based on a beautiful thing, but that's okay.
Let's just turn Thanksgiving into Festivus, right?
Festivus.
It's a Festivus
for the rest of us,
right? I think we should get an aluminum pole.
And find our feats of strength.
Yes.
Or fight, what is it?
Well, the feats of strength.
Test of feats of strength, right?
And then we're going to air our grievances.
Air our grievances.
Right? I think it's a beautiful holiday. And the pole has to be 6 feet tall.
Yes.
And aluminum.
Yes.
These are just some things that you need to have on Festivus.
It's for the rest of us.
It's for the rest of us. You know, Thanksgiving is kind of like what you make it. And I make it a day of thankfulness. You know, I'm thankful for my community. I'm thankful for my significant other. I'm thankful for my vicious neuro mutt, Stella. Like I'm thankful to be here. I think that's the most important thing. And all of us should really feel thankful for the fact that we're here. And I don't know. That's what I'm going into it with. And all the people that like I don't necessarily fuck with, I don't wish bad on any of these people. I'm thankful that they're healthy, and I hope they stay healthy. I just hope they stay healthy really far away from me. Yeah. That's fair,
you
right?
You wish everyone well. Yeah. You just put good vibes out there and good energy out there.
I mean, if something bad happened, I'm not going to be upset. No.
Oh, geez.
That's bad energy. That's bad juju.
No, always wish the best for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. And again, the best revenge you can ever have in anything is living a good life.
You know?
Live your best life.
Yes.
That's it. Don't.
Live your life. Oh, wait.
Wait, is that a song?
We already did that for an intro before.
Which song? What song is that?
It's Rihanna.
Oh, I don't mess with Riri.
You did it for an intro.
Did I?
Yes.
By the way, I don't know if you know this or not. A brain injury. You know, one of my main deficits is memory loss. So I'm not even sure. Wait, who are you? Where am I?
And I empathize and I care and I am compassionate and I understand. I don't understand what it feels like, but I understand.
Look, I am thankful for the community. I am thankful for my significant other. I am thankful for my dog.
I'm thankful for you too.
I am thankful for my tiny, beautiful, ass-kicking co-host, Lauren. I'm thankful for, like, legitimately every single one of the people that I've come in contact with that has, you know, that I've affected your life is just mind-blowing to me. But everybody that I've come in contact with that is a brain injury survivor, understand you've affected my life in all likelihood, a positive way. I'm just thankful overall. And I think, you know, if one thing you take away from this is plan ahead of time, be thankful for the fact that we have an opportunity to be here and plan our holidays. So we're not overwhelmed. So we're not, you know, kind of losing our minds a little bit, which is a good thing, you know, and be thankful for the fact that we have friends and family here to be with us, to help guide us along this really weird, wild recovery journey. And I really, really hope everybody has a very safe, happy, fun, healthy Thanksgiving and Festivus and Christmas. We'll do Christmas beforehand, but you know, I just want to make sure that everybody's a good play. I'm very thankful for all of you guys. I really am. If you guys ever need any support or anything, please contact us, the Nerd Notes, because we are always here to help. Also, contact each other. Don't be afraid to reach out to say hi to one another, because you never know, the other side might desperately need that connection. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's something that we should all do. I do it every single day of my life because I am an insane person.
Yes, you are.
And speaking of reaching out, if you would like to reach out to my beautiful co-host for this episode, Felice Lizay, you can reach out to her at Felice Lizay on Instagram. If yes. you would like to reach out to my beautiful, tiny ass kicking co-host, Lauren, you can reach out to her at Lauren El Manzano on Instagram. You want to reach out to me at Joso Rocks and all the socials. You want to reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds. You can reach out to us at the Neuro Nerds. On that very that was
that was not on.
No,
that was not in sync. You want to try it again?
No, not at all. and on that, I'll be Joey Fat One. You be Justin Timberlake.
Why am I Justin Timberlake?
Do you want to be Joey Fat One?
No.
And on that weird note, this Neuro Nerd and that Neuro Nerd adjacent are out.
That was good information about the holidays there.
Holiday. Holiday.
Neuro Nerds.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.